And we're back. Typical Blue Collar. I got a rock and roll show right now. I got a lot going on. I got three people holding on the line. You guys are going to like this. Real quick, Scotty Collins, I know you're on there right now. Just hold tight. Wheels for Warriors. I'll get you on in about 5 minutes. Damon Matthews called us. Used to our sabotage segment. We're going to bring that back. He's just telling us how somebody just stole his house. Literally, it's a warfighter issue. And that's going to be hot to trot. Going to get that happening. But right now, we got Marty Scovlin from Havoc Journal. We're going to do the Havoc Journal segment. Pretty rocket fire here, but I want everybody to hear this. We've missed it the last couple weeks, and Marty has always just got it nailed. So, Marty, talk to me, brother. What's shaking, man?
Boone, how's it going? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Sam. Right, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I love it, but you know what? Nobody has said that to me all day. I want to thank you. And on behalf of the warfighter community, sending out to Backside Concepts and Havoc Journal, Happy New Year to you. Now, talk to me, brother. What is shaking?
So we had a great post this last week from Scott Faith, one of our managing editor and one of our best writers, in my opinion. He had 8 New Year's resolutions for veterans. And I want to run through these 8 real quick. I won't go into explanations, but let me give the 8 rundown, and we can go from there. So the first one, I will tell my story. Number 2, I will not act as if the world owes me something. Number 3, I will help my fellow veterans when, where, and as much as I can. Number 4, I will ask for help when I need it. Number 5, I will check in with my buddy's Gold Star family. Number 6, I will remain engaged with my fellow citizens and set an example of responsible citizenship.
Nice.
Number 7, I will always be proud of who I am, what I've done, and those who stood beside me. And finally, number 8, I will help write the next chapter of our nation's history. And I just want to say, I think all 8 of those are so completely spot on from, obviously, the important one with 22 veterans a day killing themselves and those numbers not letting up.
At a minimum.
Ask for help when you need it. And, going into, and we had actually this parlays into another great 3-part series we had on in the past week of telling your story. Nobody's going to understand veterans or understand the issues that we have if we don't talk about what we've done and where we've been and what we need. So.
That's true. And America wants to ignore it. I mean, I don't even think people know we're still at war. I mean, this last week we ended the mission in Afghanistan, but hey, guess what? We're still in Iraq. It seems like
we're still in Afghanistan.
Right. But they say that the mission is, America, yeah, we're still at war. Guys are still out there fighting. I mean, we're running and gunning. You can enjoy your new year because there's somebody outside the wire making sure you can, and that's what we're talking about. I love it. I think those are 8 great things, and it revolves around a battle buddy and a mission and having a sense of pride in yourself, and forget all that pity without promise stuff, man. I'm so sick of it. I think the worst human beings on the planet, I think the biggest scum that ever existed are people who profiteer off of warfighter pain, and I'm never going to change that opinion. Okay, brother, I love it, man. You know I'm in a big hurry today. Thank you for coming on. Give me a plug for Havoc Journal so people know how to find out more and they can get the word.
Yeah, Havoc Journal, Havoc with a K, .com. We've got a great set of writers on there, most of them from military background, a couple not. But it's a great setup on there. We've got some really great content all the way from, travel, photography essays up to foreign policy and military culture stuff. I mean, it's a really great site, and we've got some great writers on there. And the more people we get on there reading, the more we can support those writers and bring in a legitimate voice out of the veteran community.
I love it, brother. And you know what else I love? I love how we work together and we put an ethos before ego, because there's other people out there providing great stuff from the warfighter perspective that are really nailing it. I got to give a shout out also to SoftRep. I think they're doing a great job.
I mean,
a great job. And so we want to give a shout out to them. All Warrior Network also putting out some great stuff. And as a community, we just keep working together and ethos before ego. Forget about crazy competition that we put other people down. We want to lift them up and we want to keep raising that bar so the next guy says, I can get there. I can get there.
Absolutely.
And so, brother, I love what you do, man. Sorry it's such a short segment today.
No.
But come back next week, man. We'll kick it around a little bit more.
Hey, Boone, are you going to be at SHOT this year?
Am I going to be at SHOT this year? People are asking me that. I'll just say it publicly right now. As of right now, no, I'm not going to be at SHOT. The last time I went to SHOT, A little bit too intense for me, man. I was staying in this hotel, right? And next thing I know, I'm coming out of the shower or something, and somebody's coming through my door. I'm not kidding you. Somebody's coming through my door. They're using the key and everything. And I go into, you know, what I do. Sadly enough, I proned out this old couple in the hallway of a hotel because I didn't know who they were, and so I just started shouting orders. And I come out the door, and this nice old couple was totally proned out in the hallway. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" They're like, "This is our room." I'm like, "Let me see your key." Somebody double booked us in the same room.
Oh,
and
geez.
Yeah, that was just a bad idea, you know, because it was just a bad idea.
Yeah.
And anyway, it was a lot of fun. I mean, had a great time with people and stuff. But, you know, you're walking down the street and there's little explosions going off and a bunch of lights. And Vegas just ain't my place, man. It's just not my place, you know. I can't.
All right. Well, I'll miss you out there, Boone.
But I tell you what.
Like I said, have a happy new year. And hopefully 2015 is a big year for the Boone, for Tipping Point with Boone Cutler.
I think it will be. I think we're going to go bigger, and all good stuff within control. But if I do sneak into Vegas, I'll make sure I find Marty.
Hey, you got my number, brother.
Anytime. All right, stay safe, bro.
Bye.
Out here.